This week, we reached out to four candidates running for the Democratic Party nomination in Texas's 7th Congressional District. The Texas 7th Congressional District is kind of, sort of, shaped like a giant lowercase C. It stretches from Jersey Village at the top of the C and includes Bel Air, West University Place, and all the villages like Bunker Hill and Piney Point are within the district. That lowercase C may well stand for Culberson, John Culberson, who has represented the district since being first elected in 2001. For this story, we spoke with attorney Lizzie Pinnell Fletcher, activist Laura Moser, attorney Alex Triantafillis, and Dr. Jason Weston, and we asked them all the same two questions. We allowed each candidate to have 3 minutes to respond, but we needed to trim each response to a minute or less to be able to fit it into this broadcast. Our first question to the two Democratic primary candidates we talked to was, what's wrong with John? Culberson has represented the district for 18 years or so. How will you do it better? We'll let Lizzie Pinnell Fletcher respond to that question first.
John Culberson has been my representative since he was first elected to Congress in 2001, but he has failed to represent me, my values, and the values of most people I know in this community. He's failed to be an advocate for our community and a partner with the people in this community. He's failed to get us critical infrastructure dollars. He has actively worked against us when it comes to transportation. He's effectively prohibited Metro from getting federal funding for mobility projects that are essential to this region. And that's money that went to other cities like Dallas. He has set us back many years in terms of progress, and it's time for change. I have been an advocate and a partner in this community for more than two decades, as a professional and as a volunteer. As a lawyer, I have been representing Houstonians from all walks of life for more than a decade, and they have trusted me to represent them.
Next, we'll let Laura Moser answer the question on how she would serve her district better than its nine-term incumbent.
John Culberson always puts his extremist ideology over the needs of this district. I would put our needs, and we have extremely urgent ones, first. For the last 17 years, Culberson has not just refused to advocate for Houston, he's repeatedly voted against our interests and turned down money the city needs. Instead, he's gone on an ideological crusade, pursuing his own extreme pet projects. He's lobbied for a 6-week abortion ban and concealed carry reciprocity, and this is after Harvey. He's also pouring our money into a space mission to Europa, which is one of Jupiter's moons. All the while, Houston families are struggling to recover from Harvey and afford decent health care. I'll prioritize getting Houston federal money for infrastructure, public transit, and flood prevention, because I believe that only the feds can fill these gaps. We need billions and billions of dollars, but they wouldn't just be for a third reservoir or wider bayous. We also need to restrict development to the west and come up with real ideas on how to grow this city responsibly, sustainably, and densely. That means greater federal investment in public transit, another thing John Culberson refuses to accept.
Next, we'll let Jason Weston explain how he would serve the district better than Culberson.
We deserve better. Many people have asked me, what's wrong with John? Well, Mr. Culberson's been our representative now for 9 terms. He's in his 18th year in Congress. And many people agree that he's checked out. He's no longer representing us. And a lot of people have asked me, where has he been? We don't see him because he doesn't have town halls. He doesn't show up in the district and talk to voters. And he's not engaged in our community anymore. He is not effectively a representative for us. I like the term representative. To me, that explains what the job actually is. You have to represent the voters and be their voice in Congress. I would pledge to hold regular town halls in our district, both for my supporters as well as for people who didn't agree with me, so that I could effectively represent the 7th District, something that's sorely lacking these days with Congressman Culberson.
Next, we'll let Alex Triantafillis answer the question of how he would serve his district better than its 9-term incumbent.
The problem with John Culberson's approach to representing this district is that he's been completely disconnected from it. He has to be dragged kicking and screaming to his own town halls. He barely spends any time getting to know members of this community, and he's shown a failure of leadership when it comes to the key challenges that this district faces. And so whether it's a question of making sure that we're being proactive about getting the infrastructure we need here in Houston and the other resources we need here to address our flooding challenges, or whether it's getting the transportation funding we need to increase our transportation options here in Houston as well. He's shown a lack of leadership, and he has not been a proactive member of Congress actually trying to get solutions for this community. And so I think that's a problem that people have with him in his community first and foremost, and that's where he's failed most starkly as a member of Congress. On top of that, to vote to take away health care for millions of Americans, repeatedly denies the threat of climate change, you know, is obviously, again, a failure of leadership and failure to understand what this community needs and what the challenges the community faces.
Our second and final question for these Democratic candidates was, explain what you think is the most crucial issue facing the Texas 7th Congressional District and how you'd like to address it. We'll let Jason Weston answer this question first this time.
I believe the most crucial issue facing our district is a failure of leadership of John Culberson. It impacts all aspects of Houston, but specifically our flooding, public transportation, jobs, environment, and health care. Hurricane Harvey crushed Houston. It showed our remarkable spirit and that Houston Strong wasn't just a hashtag, but a fact. But more than 100,000 homes flooded, and many people are still struggling just to get by. It wasn't John's fault that it rained, but if you've been in office for 18 years with flood after flood after flood, and you failed to act, at some point you must be held accountable for that failure. Culberson has recently gotten some funds through a continuing resolution to start funding some of these projects, but it's too little, too late, and we need to do better for our future to prepare ourselves for future storms. Culberson has blocked funding for public transportation time and time again here in Houston. And that's not just annoying when we're sitting stuck on the highway. It actually is detrimental to our local economy.
Next is Alex Trontophilus explaining what he thinks is the most important for his congressional district.
What everyone is most concerned about is being able to live healthy and safe and productive lives. And that means making sure that we have a healthcare system that provides quality and affordable healthcare to everyone in our country and everyone in this district. It also means making sure that, again, we have the infrastructure that we need to allow people to not have to worry about whether the next rain event or next other major weather event will destroy their homes and even put their lives at risk. On top of that, it means making sure that we're building an environment where workers and students and small business owners can be successful and, again, live productive lives. And that means supporting small business owners. It means making sure that there are the proper level of educational opportunities for everyone in this community and that people can get access to a good paying job and a job that they feel like they can thrive in and grow in for years to come. And I think it's all, you know, the key question for people in this community is how can they live their best lives? How can they live their most productive lives in this community?
Next is Laura Moser, discussing what she considers to be the most important issues.
The most important issue facing District 7 is flood prevention. That's why I've introduced what I call the CREATE plan, which I developed over the course of many months with the help of flooding experts and urban planners. The C in CREATE stands for collaborate, and that means we have to sit down with state, county, local, and federal officials and figure out what exactly the city needs. That starts with focusing on equipping ourselves for future flood events rather than always just scrambling to recover from the last flood. We need big structures like levees and dams and some sort of coastal spine to protect us from a surge event. That's what the R stands for. The E is for educate. We must do a much better job of informing homeowners of the risks associated with property they are considering purchasing and making sure that more development upstream only takes place with consultation of neighbors downstream. To the greatest extent possible, we must avoid development in low-lying areas and the 100-year floodplain and buy out properties that have flooded over and over. The T is for talk dollars, which I come back to over and over. Last but not least, we have to expand our capacity for holding water.
Finally, we'll let Lizzie Pennell Fletcher explain what she believes to be the most important issue or issues facing her neighbors.
I think the most crucial issue facing our district today is recovery and rebuilding from Hurricane Harvey and planning for the future and for our flooding infrastructure. I think much of Houston's future will be determined by how we manage the threat of flooding because we know it's going to rain again. And we know our recovery from Harvey will take years. But we need to start now and we need to rebuild wisely. We need to get the dollars that have been appropriated in Congress here to Houston and we need to put them to work. We also need to plan to strengthen our existing systems and implement new infrastructure projects and smarter policies to manage flooding in the future. I've read a lot of materials and there are a lot of great ideas here. I think the plan at a minimum would include improving the existing structures like Attucks and Barker Reservoirs. Barker Reservoir is in this district and Attucks flows directly into it, so it's critically important for this district.
The primary election is March 6th. Early voting begins next week on February 20th.